You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 3, Episode 3, Faith, Hope, and Trick. A charismatic slayer named Faith shows up in Sunnydale and quickly wins over Buffy's mother and all of Buffy's friends. My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Tim.
Shut up, Tim!
Hello!
Shut up!
A podcast by Roberto.
Right, correct. A podcast by Robbie. I'm legally obligated to say that if you tell me to shut up, so you can just call me Tim for the purposes of speed.
So, is this the name of your podcast because, like, you hear this all the time? Like, you grew up hearing this constantly, or what?
Well, it's the name of my podcast because my brother-in-law, who is Robbie, he is an interrupter. He's also the star. He's pretty much the star. He's the star of the show, and pretty much anytime I start talking, he jumps in and basically tells me to shut up, so hence the title.
So would you classify Shut Up Tim, a podcast by Robbie, it's a comedy podcast?
Pop culture
comedy.
It's an audio disaster. That would be probably best. We're commonly categorized in unlistenable.
So similar to our podcast, right?
I would say you guys are much more listenable, about 100 times more than us. Actually, you know what? We try to be funny, but often we talk about pop culture, and it's just basically friends hanging out, and we're very, very explicit, like two explicit tags.
Nice.
But I'm going to try not to be explicit here tonight. I know there's certain words I can't say, so.
Yeah, please don't give me any extra work bleeping things out.
You do all your own bleeping, usually. Last episode I listened to, Larry, you were quite a...
Uncensored.
Yes.
If you're listening to the commentary, I didn't censor any of that. But if you're listening to the outtakes, I'm not going to censor outtakes. But I don't think, I think maybe I missed one swearing incident.
But I can say words like shuttlecock. That's fine if I'm talking about badminton, correct?
Yes, but you weren't. This is not, badminton cast.
Oh, sorry. Oh, really? You know, oh, you, these notes aren't going to
you've come up. You showed up on the wrong day, Tim.
All right, well, let's talk about Faith, Hope, and Trick.
Let's.
Okay. This is the one we've all been waiting for. We've all been waiting for y'all to watch this episode.
Really?
Yeah. What,
is that the word on the street? I mean, in that Facebook group that we're not allowed to be a part of.
Yeah, in the spoilery Facebook group. We're all excited for y'all to watch this episode.
So, anybody want to start?
Yeah, so what do you think about the new character?
When does Faith die? I'm kidding.
Really? You're kidding?
She's not my favorite. I don't know. I don't like Elijah Dushku, whatever her name is.
Elijah Dushku?
I think she's an absolutely horrible actress. And when I saw her, I was like, oh, is that Elijah? Whatever. And then it was her, and I was like, oh, great. How long do we have to go until we get her?
I think her Boston accent dialect coach was from rural Ontario. Because she enunciates a lot of words in a stereotypically Canadian way, which most Canadians don't say. And her about is way too rural Ontario. Like, I think she's from Guelph.
Well, she's like... Hi, I'm from Boston. Wicked chowder. And now I'm going to speak back in the normal accent.
No, she keeps trying. Especially in next week's episode. She keeps trying.
Yeah. It's but she's from Boston. Kind of weird.
Who? Elysia Dushu is from Boston?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that went up on the
I bet really you she's from New England and she says she's from Boston. Like someone else I know.
I think she needs to go in the crappy accent hall of fame along with
she comes on a little strong at first. But I tell you, Faith is one of a lot of people's favorite characters.
I can totally see that. She's sexy.
I have a feeling she'll be like a Cordelia. First you just can't stand her, and then you're like, oh, she's okay. She's kind of funny. And
I think she's the best bits of Cordy and Buffy mixed together. Mm-hmm. I think that's what she's kind of like. It's just a lot of people, I think, might be initially put off of Faith because most people are put off by women like that. Mm-hmm. Kind of like upfront, you know, kind of aggressive personality. I mean, it was taken a little far, especially with her backstory coming in, why she was being aggressive. But just the simple fact that she was she's not all up on the social niceties. And I don't think it was just because she was traumatized by her, spoiler alert, her watcher getting brutally murdered by some sunburned Greek guy.
I thought she was messed up because of the naked alligator wrestling.
Wrestling.
Which brings me to one of my notes.
There is one quick line in there when she talks about how you don't even hit as hard as my dead mother.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
My dead mother hits hard. No, I can't even say it.
The way to look at Faith checking right now is, remember what you guys thought of Buffy in season one, the show overall?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine Faith if she was in season one at the beginning of this season. Progressively, she's good as a character, will get better.
Uh-huh. Well, when will season one stop being a crutch for low quality introductions?
Never.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, I like the character Faith. I do not like the actress. I think that was part of the reason why whenever she would speak, I would roll my eyes and just be like, oh, God, really? We have to watch this episode.
Worse than Kendra?
Worse. No. Kendra was by far the worst to listen to. But I don't know. The actress doesn't do it for me. I'm going to wait until later on because I know that I feel like we're all going to come around and warm up to her. But first impression, I was just... because I really like badass chicks that, you know, that are strong female characters. And that's what, you know, partly why Buffy's so awesome. But when it's so right in your face, like, I'm such a badass. It's like, oh, really? And it just drives me nuts.
You guys just don't like her because she's a brunette.
Yeah.
That's it. I know how that goes. Now, how are you guys on Dollhouse spoilers?
I don't want any spoilers. Because I intend on watching it.
Oh.
I watched one episode.
Yeah, I tried to watch it and hated it.
Yep.
Sorry.
If Buffy's 5x5, Dollhouse is 1x1.
Oh.
Yes, we finally sort of know what 5x5 means.
Yeah, 5x5 finally makes its appearance.
Yeah,
twice.
Hello, expression.
You guys know what it means? What does it mean? Explain it to me, please.
Apparently, it's an old ham radio military term that means everything's A-okay. I'm 5x5. I think it has to do with the bars on your cell phone. If you get 5 bars, you're good. I think that may be why most cell phones show it up as 5 bars. If you're 5x5, your reception's good.
Yeah.
Stick that in your... UrbanDictionary.com. Go to Illyrio's UrbanDictionary.com or .ca or .qc.ca _ GeoCities /.
Sunset Strip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I was at the Acropolis.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Illyrio and yes. Kim, did y'all recognize Scott Hope?
I keep trying to recognize him. I can't recognize him.
Who's Scott Hope?
Faith Fab Filippo. He was in Way Downtown.
Yes.
Oh, Way Downtown. Thank you.
Yes, I know. Yes.
Thank you.
He's totally Canadian, right?
Probably.
Totally.
Well, if he was in, if he was in Way Downtown, he has to be Canadian.
Yes.
That was awesome. That was such a good movie. If you haven't seen Way Downtown, not the one with Britney Spears where it's all separate words, the one word title Way Downtown with what's his name? McKellar, Don McKellar, stapling stuff to his chest. Great movie.
It's in my queue.
Shall we attack the feedback?
Okay. Ooh, where to start?
gmail.com. That's where I usually start. Damn. And that's where I'm starting now. All right, so. Okay. Did you read all these already?
I'm not sure. Oh, do I want to talk about the Gax Minion cast?
You go ahead and do that. I'll
okay. Gax Minion cast, it's at Gax Minion. Oh, where's my notes? GaxMinionCast.blogspot.com on Sunday, April the 17th at 4 p.m. Central. I know that's going to throw the whole world off me saying Central.
What is that?
Because, anyway, so at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. No.
Central Time.
At 5 p.m. Eastern Time on April 17th. We're going to have a call. It's going to last an hour. And I'm sure that we will have links on the Blogspot page. This is gaxminioncast.blogspot.com. And I'm sure we'll have it on the Facebook group and probably on the potentialcast.com site. But I don't really know how TalkShoe works when you do a TalkShoe call, but that's what we're going to do. And Kevin is handling that. He's figuring out the specifics and how it works and everything, but we're going to do the first half with non-spoilery, so y'all can listen to it up to what we've covered, and then the second half is everything's fair game.
So anybody can join.
Anybody can join.
Cool.
It's a way, you know, because the Ustream, that really didn't work. It's just a way to get
really?
Every-
yeah.
No. Maybe it was because of the user, because I don't weird. Ever
I doubt
I never read instructions. I just jump in. But
like America.
But it's just a way to get everybody
involved.
To participate, yeah. Everybody involved. And and I was going to tell you this. If we have feedback that we can't cover, we'll cover it on that show.
Cool.
Because I know we get a lot of emails too late to cover or you know, that we can't get in. So this way we'll be able to cover everything.
Cool.
And that's April 17th.
Very
5
cool.
p.m. Eastern. All right. What do we want to start with?
Well, I was going to start with Rob's voicemail, but it's 1K only and it's not working.
Aww. That's
the problem with his attachment. So, Rob, if you're listening, when we eventually put this out in 14 weeks, your email with the voicemail regarding Season 3, Episode 3, unfortunately did not actually load up. It's a 1K file.
But it says Stephanie only, so...
No, but until you've heard Season 3, Episode 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I think we should go to Nuchas. Shelley's is for next week's.
Oh, right. Okay.
So would you all agree it's Nuchas?
Sure.
Nuchas. Nuchtas. Nuchas. So how about we go into some feedback? Nuchas writes... I was so excited when I saw you were all watching this episode. So good. You now know what 5x5 is. Yeah, you're still confused. Faith seems like a bit of a skank at first. There's nothing wrong with that. And what the heck are those pants and the shirt in the first scene with you? Though she redeems herself with the awesome maroon leather pants she wears later. I own those pants. I bought them because they reminded me of Buffy. Sad how much fashion on this show I mock and how much I emulate, like my Buffy boots. This episode is all about the bra watch, especially with Buffy's see-through shirt. Whoa. You trying to usurp Gabby? I don't know. I think I'll skip over this bra watch. No. Especially with Buffy's see-through shirt. And one scene, you see the outline of Joyce's bra.
Wow.
The strap totally making a bump through a thick sweater. What the heck?
Nobody asked about that.
I wouldn't necessarily say that, Kimberly.
Joyce's bra is the reason it took me 3 times to get through the episode.
3 times. Impressive.
Yeah.
Joyce is talking with Buffy about slaying. It's like she's talking about a daughter being gay, including the Slayer Pride Parade.
Yeah.
It was kind of subtle in the... okay. I will leave my comments till after I'm done the email. I feel like Giles warns Willow against magic because he fears she'll start going down a bad path like he did when he went all Ripper.
Oh.
Poor Scott.
Yeah, poor Scott.
Love Mr. Trick. Wow, was the 4x4 through the chest killing...
Caquistos.
Caquistos. Taquitos. Ah, muy grande. What does wood go like butter through vamps? Love how Giles was faking a spell to get Buffy to open up to him. He is taking care of her emotional needs as much as her slaying needs. Totally endearing. Clatter rings were such the thing back then. I even had a few. But most people,
yeah,
it was a thing.
Odds?
Your family is Irish. You know it with a clatter ring. A few people I know have them as wedding bands. But it cracks me up how big the clatter ring is featured in Buffy. Bum, bum, bum. Angel is back. Why is he wet? Thank you, Nitas. I hope I haven't butchered your name. I apologize. Please feel free to send me a pronunciation guide.
So, why does Scott give Buffy a ring before they even started dating?
Because he's a dork.
Some young boys have absolutely no clue at all.
Apparently, none of you have ever been to a Buster Keaton marathon. You need a ring to get in the door. They will not allow you unless you're wearing a ring.
I have a very specific note about Buster Keaton. I have a very specific Buster Keaton note for later. More feedback! Taryn. Who wants to read Taryn's email?
It's short. Read it.
Thank you, Kimberly, for showing at least a modicum of enthusiasm.
Sorry, before we move on, I did want to that last feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Little known fact: it's very moist in demon dimensions. That's why it gets wet.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that. It helps with the being there so long with the heat; they moisturize. It's like when you go to the grocery store and every once in a while you're kind of surprised when the vegetables get showered. I imagine Demon Dimensions have those installed everywhere.
Does your grocery store have the sound effect of thunder?
That's yours?
Yeah.
That's insane! It's like a rainforest cafe in your grocery store.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Dixie.
Is it to warn when the water comes?
Maybe so.
We can't have people getting wet. They'll sue us. Right? Am I right? That's why, isn't it? To avoid litigation from hydrophobes, because you know that one out of a million person who's hydrophobic who was on Maury that time is going to sue the grocery store. If only there was thunder noises to warn me, I wouldn't have gotten wet.
That is crazy.
One time my wife gave me a surprise vegetable shower.
Well,
that's another podcast. Yeah.
Wait, what are you talking about? I was cutting up some carrots.
That podcast you have to pay for now, so I don't listen to it anymore.
This email's from Taryn.
Oh, yes. Taryn has feedback for us.
Hello, Gax and guest. I have something to say regarding Faith, Hope, and Trick, which probably isn't surprising at all. I think everyone and their mother probably has something to say about this episode. And my comments are about our new Slayer, Faith. The first time I watched season three, I did not like Faith much at all. But she is so much more fun when you rewatch the season. I predict that some of you will not like her, but I really hope that changes in the future. A ton of Buffy fans are absolutely crazy about her, and I'm one of them. Anyway, keep up with the great work, and I'm eagerly anticipating all of the Faith discussion to come.
Anyway. Yeah. When we were approaching season three, Faith is my favorite character, and the first thing that I said in the spoiler section is, Faith is coming up. Kim is gonna hate her. I just know.
What? That's awesome. But you were so right. But I have a feeling that I'll warm up to her like I did to Cordelia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It feels that way.
Yeah. She just seems a little abrasive at first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I think is great.
Mm-hmm. I think a reason, yeah, just like when we did the first cast with Cordelia, when Cordelia came up, I think I don't like them because they remind me too much of myself. Mm-hmm. I can be abrasive, whatever. But anyways.
I actually have some feedback here, if you guys don't mind me reading it.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
This is from Hector, and Hector says... Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has a body like you, but I've got to think twice before I give my heart away. I know all the games you play because I play them too. Oh, but I need some time from that emotion. Time to pick my heart off up the floor.
I don't think Tim listens to our show.
And when the love comes without devotion. Well, it takes a strong man, baby, but show you to that door, because you got to have faith, faith, faith. Faith, faith, faith. Faith, faith, faith. Faith, faith, faith. Faith, faith, faith is cool.
Yeah.
Sincerely, Hector.
Well, thank you, Hector, for ruining my secret song choice for the end of the episode. Got another one of these smart asses.
Well,
fine.
You could do the Limp Bizkit version.
Nope.
No.
There will be no Limp Bizkit on any podcast I ever produce. Thank you very much. He can take his panty sniffing lyrics somewhere else.
But remind me to show y'all Halloween pictures of Morgan and her best friend.
Awesome.
Were they dressed as Faith and Buffy?
Yes.
Love it.
We sprayed Morgan's hair black. And it looks brown.
We have one last email feedback before we get to Facebook group feedback, and it's from Angie N. Hi, Gax, and very special guest.
Hi.
Wait till you hear the episode. You might want to drop the berry. Or the special. Or the guest entirely.
I was told it was special by my mom.
I beg to differ. Little lady. All right. I can't say I beg to differ anymore without adding a little lady anymore. People are looking at me weird. It's a good thing most people I speak to are French and it's not an expression. Illyrio, you got my last name right the second time. It rhymes with mind. Oh, this is Angie Nind. Hi, Angie.
Okay.
Angie N.
My sister's name is Angie. I can't wait to find out how you all feel about Faith and Mr. Trick. And finally, we get some multiculturalism in the vampire world. A black vampire. Oh, wait. Was that offensive?
No.
Should I have said undead African-American? Talk to you soon. Angie, send from her iPhone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Angie, there was a black vampire at the beginning of season two with the guy who was in charge of...
Yeah, you're right.
Of getting the master's bones out from underground, and he just told people to dig, and he didn't do any work, and he was a total jerk. Mm-hmm. And he had very, 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 very plasticky, shiny-looking vampire makeup. Mr. Trick is a treat.
Yes.
He is. I appreciate him. Every time I watch, I like him more and more. Because, you know, I was wondering, there are no... I mean, it's a fully white cast, except for that one... that you said at the beginning of season two, there needs to be, but he explains why this is the suburbs.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why. So,
I live in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly white.
Yeah, but I mean, it kind of helped explain Toronto. Why there was, you know, the lack of urban diversity.
Mm-hmm. It's strange because a lot of TV shows are purposely trying to be more multicultural, even though it doesn't really call for it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it really bothers me sometimes. Like, people say, well, oh, on Friends, they didn't have any black friends. It's like, well, you don't have to make it a big, you know, United Colors of Benetton every...
But Chandler was racist.
Chandler was not racist.
You didn't see that episode?
No, it must not have gone to air.
It didn't air up here. We have laws against hate speech. Or hate speech.
And hate speech?
Yeah. Yeah. People that pronounce the letter H get excommunicated from Canada. So that was...
Do we have any more feedback or is that...
We have some Facebook group feedback.
Yay.
I thought ahead.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question about the Facebook group?
You just did.
Oh, well, can I ask you a second one?
You just did.
Can I ask you two more?
Yes.
Okay. So you guys know me for all of a half an hour now. Do I seem like a jerk?
Yeah.
Because I joined the Facebook group, and the first thing that was told to me was, "Do not be a jerk."
Was that Robin?
No, not Robin. I had expected from Robin, but I was actually shocked.
To be a jerk.
And I had an existential crisis about my personality. I'm like, I joined the potential group to help them have more numbers in the Media Junkyard Face group page.
Awesome.
And they told me, don't be a jerk. So I can't help it. It's my personality. So I'm just not going to post anything. I'll just be a number in the army. Okay.
Awesome. Well, there are some people like that. Which is fine. We need grunts. So, a bit of feedback from the Potential Cast Facebook group. I posted Gaxa recording 3.3 and 3.4 tonight. Post episode-specific feedback right here. Share and enjoy. Register trademark. And Tim Allen wrote, whoop. Desiree Bingham said, oh, yay, Skylar and I are up next. So far, there's no episode-specific feedback. Missy says, you guys have my email for Faith, Hope, and Trick.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't see it. Was it there?
You deleted her.
Would I have deleted her? All right. Well, Missy, I deleted you, but we'll get it back. Nutty Noches says, yay, this means I can start rewatching again, trying not to get too far ahead now that I'm listening to the episodes as you release them. So far, four posts, none of them feedback about the episode. Nikki Faith says, I'll be rewatching those two this weekend. So much fun. Can't wait to hear your responses to Faith. And I already saw some lack of enthusiasm about Beauty and the Beast. I say it's all worth it for that final scene where Angel remembers. Okay, that's for next time. That's fine. Next week. Taryn Elena Miller. I cry at the end of Beauty and the Beast one, which is good. Yay, you guys are moving along now. Can't wait to hear about FH&T. And your intro to Faith, one of my favorite characters. She's of the awesome. Although not everyone's cup of Slayer tea. Mm-mm. I can never watch anything of Dushku's and not think of Seymour. I probably should have done that earlier. There's anything of Dushku's and not think of Faith. Not a fan of Beauty and the Beast, though. That and another episode of my least faves of season 3. And Feral Angel is still more interesting than Angel. I can't wait to hear what Dex says for next week. Just the way that he holds. Okay, that's for next week as well. So I will continue to post. I will continue to post things on the Facebook group about asking for episode specific feedback. Feel free to continue to not actually post anything about the episodes. It's just as much fun. So let's go to the archive. I messed things up. Let me just do a search for Missy. Missy Poole. There we go. Here's Missy's email because I'm the one that archived it. I get to read the whole thing.
Sure.
Here's one email on Faith, Hope, and Trick from Missy. I wrote this incredibly long and silly email for this episode when the only thing I think of when I watch Is It Yay? I think I read that word for word. I'm going to try that again. I read this incredible... It sounds like Google Translate got a... or like the Google Transcriber got a hold of her. I wrote this incredibly long and silly email for this episode when the only I think of when I watch the It Is Yay. That's literally what it says. Let me try and translate it to... When the only thing I ever... The only thing I think of when I watch it is yay.
There you go.
I'll work my magic. Faith... Bold and underline. Boy, I haven't seen that since the late 90s in an email. Good for you, Missy. That's right, people. You can bold things in your emails now. Don't be afraid. Is my favorite Whedonverse character ever, and I do mean ever.
Wow.
Emphasis hers, not mine.
People are so passionate about their characters.
I know. Jack's a crying douche. It was the first time I saw someone who looked like me on TV. I'm by no means Albanian, but Eliza and I share the same skin tone and features. Also, she's way prettier than I am. Laugh out loud. I love Faith. I more than love. She is my reason for living. See, this is where the previous email got silly. So I'll stop with the delusional talk. I can't believe I went off on that tangent again. So we've got our new Slayer, and she's fucking crazy. Bleep if you want. Awesome. People criticize.
Now I know you guys don't want Dollhouse spoilers either. Can I do True Calling spoilers?
Later. People criticize Eliza's acting. I think she nails Faith. I'm of course biased. My favorite quote has to be, "I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's a new Slayer in town." Oz is so smart. Buffy isn't so happy about her new little sister. She feels single white femaled. I see it as spoiled brat only child syndrome. Big sister Buffy is annoying. Don't take my friends. Don't take my fries. Don't take my could-be boyfriend. And for the love of God, stop saying Giles is attractive. Okay, the last one is B. I really do think B needs to find the fun a little.
That drove me nuts when she kept calling her B.
I thought it was awesome. I hate the nickname, by the way. Oh, really, Missy? I think it was pretty funny. Scott Hope is the predecessor to an even douchier character. Don't you think, Steph? Winky face. Oh, sorry. Winky face without a nose. Why don't you give Winky face guy a nose? Mr. Trick is a snazzy dresser. Stay mum on his character arc for now. Kissing Toast is by far the strangest vamp we'll ever see. I promise. Faith sleeps naked. And Xander likes. Another noseless smiley face. Missy, I'm disappointed. Okay, back on track. Cordy, on the other hand, could care less. New topic, Xander? Hello? Slaying makes you hungry and horny. What's the abbreviation the kids use? TMI? That's too much information? Apparently, we didn't need phases. Oz's story is easily summed up. He got bit. I adore everything Faith goes through. Please give her time. I swear you love her. And 5x5 is born. Laugh out loud. Hope you enjoyed Faith, because for me, everything else is blah. Bye for now. S-A-G-K and special guest. Winky big Bye. Smiley face from Missy. Bye, Missy. Thank you so much for the feedback that I butchered. I'm sorry.
Awesome.
I'd say.
That's awesome.
All right, so that's it for feedback.
Sorry. I was just wondering, after podcasting, you guys get hungry and horny too?
I'm constantly hungry and horny, so next topic.
Well, if you watch 8.5 weeks, you can take care of both.
Okay. Why is she so threatened? Okay. I don't want to be the Slayer. I spend 2 years, resisting my calling for being the Slayer. People come in and want to be the Slayer, and I'm jealous of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them taking my life.
The last episode, she realized that she had to be the Slayer. The last two episodes, like, she finally accepted it.
Yeah.
Then the second she accepts it, this douchebag comes along.
She may have just watched Single White Female, or for you kids who don't know, The Roommate, and just was afraid that, you know, Faith would move in and, you know, move on to Scott Hope herself.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. I have some notes here.
Okay.
Kind of go chronologically a little bit.
Don't brag.
It'll take very long. I started with Giddy Willow is cute Willow.
Mm-hmm.
Uncoupling is true friendship.
Yes.
Who the fuck is Scott Hope?
Happy Scott Burger. Hope.
Happy Burger has the worst mascot ever. And I have a pointy one. Is Angel telling Buffy to go to hell kind of a call for rescue in that dream she had? Joyce was not being the most mature at the meeting with Snyder. The neener was kind of...
That was another
painful.
Lying makes Scott blotch. Hello, Faith. Xander's slobbering over Faith is so annoying. 5x5 has finally arrived. Joyce is the worst mother ever. Faith gets easily fixated. Buster Keaton, fuck hipsters. So some sunburned Greek guy shows up and Faith turns into Chanterelle.
Yes.
And Buffy finally tells Giles and Willow what happened. And Angel's return was fucking fantastic.
I was so... I was actually happy to see Angel back.
Can you believe it? Me too. And then I found out he couldn't talk. I was so thrilled. But that's next week.
Well, guys, is Naked Angel better than Normal Angel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course. Nudity always trumps cardboard.
I love how Illyria was the first one to answer so quickly.
Listen, I am fully in tune with my masculinity, and that Boreanaz's boy is sexy.
I don't know.
I'm not going to deny it just because I have a penis. Yes. Yes, as long as he doesn't talk. Thank you very much.
As long as Angel does not speak.
Yeah. Just shut up and be pretty.
Yes, just be pretty. The way Joss discovered you.
When does it let's come back? Jeez. Yeah.
But those are the things that kind of just shot out at me. Especially the whole lying makes you blotchy. That must suck.
Okay, so who is Scott Hope? Scott Hope is the person that's going to get Buffy over Angel.
Just in time.
Of course.
To come back.
So he's Rebound Boy, is he?
Yes.
Why do Rebound Boys always have to be Canadian?
And why do they have to know about ancient Irish customs?
No, the guy at the gift shop said it represented friendship.
Sure.
Probably the same gift shop that sold the Orbs of Thessala as paperweights or like shelf decorations to Kim's mom.
Yes.
Would you like a friendship ring with that purchase?
Because of this season of Buffy, my wife requested a Clotter ring from me, and I got her one. So
wow,
she's
do you
a
also
big,
make her sandwiches whenever she asks to.
She's a big Angel fan, let's say, and this was one of her, you know, Naked Angel episodes were always her favorites.
There are more Naked Angel episodes?
Yeah.
What?
Fantastic. You know what? They figured it out. Keep him quiet and keep him hot.
Yeah.
He was so hot, apparently he burned the carpet. But we'll save that for next week.
He's not getting his deposit back.
No.
Definitely not. No.
But I just absolutely loved it when Buffy puts the ring down and then, boom, there he is.
No. The ring waited till she left the building first.
This is awesome.
It was a pokeroo moment.
Yes, it was.
So Scott Hope, are we going to see him again?
Yes, next episode.
But spoiler alert. after that episode, are we going to see him again?
Do you really want to?
I don't want to see him again. That's why I'm asking.
I hope we don't.
Really?
I hope Scott dies. There, I said it.
I'll just say he has an arc.
I hope it's short and it's directed at some kind of cauldron of sorts. Because I am not impressed with the Scott Hope.
Aww.
I think the Scott Hope needs to maybe try the, just turn off the whole honest, you know,
he's a buddy little buddy,
no pressure routine.
Yeah.
My routine, damn it.
Get off my turf. I think he's cute. But
of course
I think
he's cute. He's harmless.
It's the David Greenwalt stilted dialogue in this episode. Mm. He is better.
That's all good. Right. That's just like everybody else.
Except Kendra.
Yeah. You know, I couldn't help but think if there was no Faith, would this have been Kendra? Do you know what I mean? Hmm. Like, say Kendra went back to wherever she came from and then her washer died. Would she have come back? Like, I'm just wondering if they didn't give Kendra support.
If she had skewed better with focus groups, would it be Kendra instead of Faith?
Yeah, I wondered that too.
If people didn't like her accent and everything so badly.
If Josh didn't say, oh, we messed up with this, let's erase this, start over.
Mm-hmm. I kept wondering.
Maybe. I mean, the style isn't exactly the same, but it's definitely anti-Buffy style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. Although Kendra was much more sheltered, right? Faith is a lot more open and sexually liberated and
very out there.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what Brian Curry said on his podcast. Mm-hmm. He said, if the Slayer is a hammer, Kendra is. If you grasp the hammer too high up, you have too much control and you don't have a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
If you grasp the hammer too far down the handle, you have a lot of power, but you don't have a lot of control.
Mm-hmm.
And Buffy is in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Just on a personal note, hammer analogies, unfortunately, now forever will make me think of Captain Hammer. And what he refers to as his hammer. So, yeah, I agree entirely with that.
Yeah, that Buffy is in the middle and Kendra is, she's the uptight version and mm-hmm. Faith is the other mm-hmm. end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, okay, let's talk about Faith. Mm-hmm. When you said she all of a sudden acts like Chantrell when this monster comes mm-hmm. to town that killed her watcher, mm-hmm. I think that all of this that we saw before that, Faith was, she was putting on a front. Overcompensating. She was exaggerating because mm-hmm. she said it was 118 in Boston. Mm-hmm. I think that shows you that you can't believe half of what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it was a crocodile and not an alligator. I mean, seriously.
No, you're amphibians, for real.
Okay, and she, like we said, she had a bad home life. Obviously, her mother was abusive, and now her mother's dead. And, another thing, her watcher was a female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Interesting, yes. And she said that her watcher was going to a... retreat. And Giles was so jealous that he was not invited to go on the retreat.
But I got the impression that he'd been to one before.
Or maybe, I don't think he had. I think he just heard stories of
them. Oh. But I thought when he talked about the kayaking, he was reminiscing about kayaking.
Yeah.
I do enjoy a good kayak. And really, who doesn't?
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that Giles pissed off a bunch of people and he's not invited to things because of that.
Maybe because of Ripper. He's mm-hmm. not really fully accepted as a watcher.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I want to learn more about Giles so badly.
Mm-hmm. Where did Cordy go to get tanned? Like, I know that there's this whole thing about her being down south in the summer, but her skin tone and complexion has changed dramatically. They changed her colors a little bit. She looks very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
They're making her seem more and more stupid. I'm not impressed.
She, yeah. Well, actually, it's not a tan. She went to the club, the Bronzer.
Oh, she got lost. Yeah.
Well, they live in California. We can just say she's in her backyard or something.
All right, I was just wondering.
SOD
tanning bed.
SOD.
Mm-hmm. Per capita, Quebec has more tanning beds than anywhere else in the world.
Really?
That's weird.
We also have more estheticians than anywhere else in the world.
Why in Quebec?
Because the women in Quebec spend most of their disposable income on beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you hear those stories about, oh, the girls in Montreal, that isn't that, it's all true, but it's They're not all... free.
Pardon What's me? An esthetician?
Someone who...
Manicurist,
pedicurist, makeup artist, and esthetician.
Hey, that taquitos guy needed a
Tell me about it. Yeah, so. Definitely need to bust out the grinder from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
So, was he really old, or am I imagining that? Did
That's
Giles
what Giles
say
said. He's so old, his hands and feet are cloven.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he was a werepig halfway between transformations.
Man-bear-pig. And
got bit. And turned into a vampire at that
vampire,
point.
At that point.
What's with?
He looked like Hellboy a little bit.
Sort of.
What's with the old vampires getting really, really ugly? I mean, look at the Master. Master's supposed to be really old, too, and he's all messed up looking the whole time. So are we to...
They should have moisturized. Angel moisturizes. They don't.
Right. Yeah.
Well, now the Master, he kind of looks like he's turning into... He kind of has a bat nose. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe he's... That's
Not
how that they...
Actually, yes. Deflate a mouse.
Yeah, but where's the cloven hooves coming from? There's bats don't have cloven hooves.
Well, demons do, right? Because they're supposed
Evolution.
To...
Evolution. Yeah. The first one.
Don't be a heathen, Kimberly.
I won't.
Yeah, but the whole, he's old, he's cloven. I guess they wanted to try out something new. Mm-hmm. Made him a vampire.
He's also thick, apparently. A normal steak doesn't go all the way in. You need extra large.
I was kind of disappointed by that 2x4 because the 4x4. they were really starting to their effects were starting to look better.
And then they have this
super posting that I was like, oh.
It was awful. It was really
real
too bad.
Yeah, it was too bad.
Because some of it was getting really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if anyone comes with me to go hunt vampires and you get distracted beating up on someone and then I give you grief for it, if you give me grief back, I'm going to kill you. Because that is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. You know, that's unacceptable. That was totally, totally crazy. Mm-hmm. She really was just wailing into this guy and just, you know, forget Buffy. I'm just gonna let out all my frustrations on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, issues indeed. Yeah, but I like Faith. I think Faith is good for the show. I think Faith is gonna bring an air of... I think Faith is gonna put Buffy in her she's not all that place. But I think, mm-hmm. we
I
might
think it's
get
also gonna toughen Buffy up a bit.
It better.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that. I mean, if not, Buffy's gonna turn into Chanterelle or Portobello.
Well, I tell you, Faith has the best character arc of the entire series.
Nice. Good to know.
Mm-hmm. Even better than Scott Hope?
Yep. All I hope is that Scott Hope and Jonathan get together. In obscurity.
So, Stephanie, did you think that Gabby would not like Faith as well?
I wasn't too sure, but I knew for sure you wouldn't like her.
I don't not like her. I'm just not impressed by her at all at this particular moment in time. But I'm like, well, I'm sure I'll end up warming up to her at some point or after we figure out what the hell her deal is. But I don't know. I don't love her. I don't hate her. The accent threw me off. I couldn't.
The accent is crap. Oh. The accent is crap, but I really like the character. I like the potential of having someone who's totally in love with being a Slayer and isn't a complainy, whiny little jerk face. Yeah. And frankly, I like Buffy, but she's one of my least favorite characters on the show because she's constantly whining and this and that and who falls in love with Mr. Cardboard. It's just, you know what I mean? And Faith is like kind of the anti-Buffy, and although it's a little bit caricatured and exaggerated and kind of overblown in the introduction of her in this episode, I'm really hoping that she continues to be this kind of, you know, not nemesis, but more of an antithesis to what Buffy has to offer. And she's definitely playing up the whole, you know, like what's corking up your bottle, right?
Yeah, her inappropriate comments I think are hilarious, and it's refreshing.
What inappropriate comments? No, seriously, what was inappropriate?
She's very, very hungry.
Hungry and horny. Hungry and horny thing. I was like, wait a minute. I don't think we've had this kind of talky talk like this before on this show.
Yeah, the show is definitely taking a bit more of a saucy turn. Mm-hmm. And we even see a little bit of that. Well, you know, when Willow says that thing that somebody might use as a quote about what Buffy does with a certain part of her body.
And then when the other character calls somebody a name in jest that might be someone else's quote. You don't know.
Yes. And gets punched in the arm. And rightfully so. Because he's a douche.
Mm-hmm. But I do like Faith's choice of footwear. I do have to say that I do. Her boots are awesome.
Faith boots.
Yes, Faith has the shoes and cool boots. That's my big note for this one.
Her introduction was pretty cool with that dancing with that guy.
That was awesome.
When I first saw them, I saw that 70s suit, and I was like, wait a second, that guy has to be a vampire because he's dressed like he's from the 70s, as they alluded to in the first season. And I loved it.
Yeah, but did you guys notice that their dancing totally didn't match the music at all?
Yes.
I mean, they were much more tempoed song than the emo music we were getting.
Yeah.
It's a shame because they obviously had no music when they filmed it. It was added later in post. I thought it was so funny.
Yeah, I mean, Joss must really like Eliza's dancing, because in Dollhouse that's the first thing we see too.
Her spoiler dancing alert as well.
For Dollhouse.
Wow. Yeah.
Joss doesn't have a casting couch, he has a casting dance floor.
Yeah, it definitely won't be the last dancing you'll see of her either.
Oh, good. I enjoyed her dancing.
No. Doesn't mean robot.
Pretty spastic.
More sexy dancing at the Bronze.
Great. It wasn't as disturbing as Buffy and Xander's dance.
That was just so awkward.
Yeah.
You know, I recently rewatched that episode. Okay. And I must say, I was looking forward to the Buffy sexy dancing with Xander scene. Really? And it was awesome, actually. I thought so.
Do we have anything left for Faith, Hope, and Trick?
No feedback, no. Not that I know of.
I like Mr. Trick. I'm waiting for more from him.
Yes, more Mr. Trick, please. Hello.
Josh, I like that he just walked out.
Yeah.
It's just like, peace, see ya.
Like he has no loyalties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but a conquistador was all cramping his style. Yeah. He wanted to be all modern and fiber optic. Fiber optic.
Yes.
Oh, the 90s. Yes. He wanted to be all like fiber optic and, you know, series of tubes. And Guy was like, listen, I don't need to look at this invoice right now. I just want to kill the Slayer. Hello, revenge. Hello.
And they didn't know about Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
So like, oh, yeah, because they come slaves. To town. Yeah, they come to town and you assume that they're looking for Buffy, but no, they're looking for the other Slayer.
I thought they were looking for Buffy. Like, what a Buffy?
Who else groaned audibly when Oz said, I think we have another Slayer in town?
Maybe just you. No, I was.
I thought it was terrible.
It's such an Ozism. I expected
but
that.
But I thought
from
it
him.
Was terrible. Like, don't turn him into Mr. Exposition. Don't turn him into the guy that talks down to the casual fan because now you're building up an audience and you have to.
No, he does really that a lot. Doing that.
Hey, Buffy, remember that time when you died for 2 minutes and yeah. then now Kendra got called, but then Kendra yeah. died
Cordelia
and now.
Is doing it.
Now
Oz is doing it.
It'll happen more.
frustration, audible frustration.
They have to assume that this is the first episode that they're watching. You know?
Can't they just have a previously on Lost at the beginning? Previously on Buffy.
So should we rate the episode?
Oh, are we out of points?
Sure.
Sorry, I meant, does anyone else have any more points?
Well, like Giles said, that there are, I'm getting ahead of myself. That's somewhere else. Never mind.
I got one. Mm-hmm. What exactly do they drink at the Bronze? They have those red cups, but is it soda? Is it water? I mean, obviously they're not.
Is that ever addressed, Steph?
Oh no, I don't believe so.
Why not? It's one of the things that bothers me too.
Yeah. Well, we know they have pastries, and I've seen coffee cups. Yeah, but the introduction of the red Solo cup is new and intriguing.
Yeah.
It's to make them feel like they're at a frat party.
You know what I think is in all those cups?
Nothing.
Confetti.
Mm-hmm. It's soda.
Soda? It has to be.
You mean pop?
You mean cola? A cola drink?
A cola drink? A
cola beverage.
It's whatever soft, y'all call it out drink. There in California, Tim. What do y'all say? Sodas?
Soda.
Yeah.
I definitely think that the Bronze, because they spend all their money bringing in the bands, they must have the generic sodas from like Safeway or Rally's or whatever your local convenience store is named. So, like instead of Dr. Pepper, they have RC Thunder or.
yeah.
Oh, it's like Cot up here.
What's Cot?
What?
Yuck.
Never had Cot?
No. Sounds O-T-T? Disgusting.
That's going to be censored for sure.
The best. it's the best cherry cola you can get. It's what they serve at Schwartz's, the black cherry cot cola. No one understood a thing I said just now.
May the Schwartz be strong with you, too.
Schwartz's is our oldest and finest smoke meat deli.
And all of this is going to be edited out.
Meat smokers. And they really love their smoked meat up here in Montreal. So let me tell you right now. So Cot is kind of our generic brand up here. But I guess you have Life brand and whatever. PC Cola.
PC Cola.
PC Cola. Mm-hmm. Le choix du président. I think it's time to rate the episode.
Okay.
Well, we get an automatic bronze point.
Yay.
We also get a point for use of the word mosey.
Oh, you know what? I'm getting tired of his little, I'm so quaint, I'm so cute, I'm like a little old man in a young man's body thing. I'm
That's
really getting tired
man.
Of it. I'm getting tired of him. I
That's
don't
us.
Like him anymore.
That's
hey,
awesome.
Just being Oz. Yeah. Don't hate. Oh, and then we have a point for the overalls of shame.
Overalls of shame.
Overalls of shame.
Again,
so,
with those overalls of shame.
They're the best. These are the best. Anyway, I'm going to give it, let's see here. I don't know, I'm kind of meh over Faith, so I'm going to give it 7.5 out of 10 unblemished records. That's right, here I am.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of on the same lines. I'm not impressed with Faith. big shocker, I know, to everybody. But Faith, I'm probably going to give this 6.5 5x5s.
Nice.
I'm going to give this five by fives. what I want to tell you guys, too, is a very important character was introduced in this story or in this episode for you guys.
Was it Faith or Mr. Trick or neither?
You don't know.
Or was it Scott?
I don't know. You'll have to watch and find out. Mm-hmm. Steph knows. Ask her.
Was it Hope? Because I know there's Faith and Trick. What was Hope in this episode?
None of them.
Scott Hope.
Scott
Hope.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't Hope Brady. Actually, she was Hope Horton at first.
Yes.
I need a hero. Stephanie?
Because Faith is my favorite character, I'm going to give it 9 out of 10 naked mute angels.
Nice. Did you like Faith instantly, though, when you first watched it?
No, she was abrasive.
I like Faith. I like Trick. I think Hope is a complete and utter waste of space. Oh, no, wait, that's next week's episode. and because Conchita was a little bit disappointing and a little bit too Hellboyish without the horns. But I have to say that that final scene really, 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 really made my day
for
watching that episode. Mm. So I'm going to give the episode 8 out of 10 stolen fries.
Nice.
No one gets away with doing that in my house, by the way. You take a fry, I take a finger. So bra watch?
Oh.
Bra watch.
Let me back it up. Let me see. There were a few. I got tricked at the opening scene, though. When
Get it tricked? Get it tricked? I hope you get it. I have faith in you.
Because it seemed as though you can see a perfectly visible white bra under Willow's fuzzy blue shirt, but it was just a damn tank top.
Oh,
it could have been a tank top with a built-in shelf bra, but I don't know.
I doubt it.
But then there was Buffy and Angel when they were dancing, and you could see her
dream
bra
dancing.
Dream sexy dancing. There was one there, and then when she was wearing that ridiculous see-through purple to white shirt for like most of the episode, you could see, yeah, there was that damn tank top again, but then also white bra strap. And that is all for this.
I apparently missed that.
I'm like,
what about Joyce?
Underwear.
I don't know, but Cordelia's boobs just seem to be getting bigger, besides the fact that she's getting more tan. But I have no proof of that, as there were no bra straps to be seen.
Good point.
Whatever. Overalls of shame are back. So,
if you spot some bras that we may have missed, you can feel free to let us know about this. You can contact us via email at
potentialcast@gmail.com.
That's right. You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/potentialcast. And you can also go to potentialcast.com and go ahead and check out where we release the show. You can read our show notes. You can download directly or subscribe via iTunes. And come join us on the Facebook group. We're nearly at 200 members. Right now I'm looking, it says members 186. And if you remove us, Gax, it's actually 181 people that aren't, or 182, I count for two? No, 182 people that aren't us who are actually on the Facebook group. Come to the Facebook group. Keep it spoiler free and enjoy the talk and the chatter and all that wonderful stuff. Quotes?
Raise your hand if ew.
You never told me you died.
anybody else think Faith is creepy?
And they say young people don't learn anything in high school nowadays, but I've learned to be afraid.
Awesome. I think that went very well. Don't you think that went very well?
Wow. They should film that story and tell it every Christmas.
Yeah, you're a real badass when it comes to packing. That was a good one.
Next time I kill Angel, I'll videotape it.
Any other honorable mentions?
I got bit.
Nice. Of course.
Well,
I've got one more if I can go. Baby, I know you're asking me to stay. Say please, please, please don't go away. You say I'm giving you the blues, maybe. You mean every word you say can't help but think of yesterday and another who tied me down to love boy rules. Before this river becomes an ocean, before you throw my heart back on the floor. Oh, baby, I reconsider my foolish notion. Well, I need someone to hold me, but I'll wait for something more. You gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. Faith, faith, the faith, faith, and hope and trick.
Nice. Thanks for joining us, Tim. What's Thank our homework for next week, Steph?
Next week is Beauty and the Beast.
Wow, it sounds like it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tim spoiled it for me. He told me Gaston dies.
Sorry.
Gaston.
I said merd. Bye, everybody.
But don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk like Tim.
Who told you not to be a jerk? Was it Illyrio?
No. It couldn't have been me.
If I tell you, I'd be a jerk. I don't want to tell you. But it's on the board. It was posted on your guys' wall. You could go back and see who thinks I'm a jerk.
You can't easily search, though.
You can't. No. When did you join? Like yesterday?
No.
Because then I will be able to see it.
Like a week ago or something.
Yeah. It's probably Robin.
No.
Was it Gavin?
No.
Robin would probably say something worse than jerk.
Oh, was it Desiree? It was Mike, wasn't it?
No.
Hmm.
Wow.
Definitely.
Oh, well. We'll never know.
You think you know who told Tim not to be a jerk. It was Mr. Trick.
Mr. Trick. We don't have a Mr. Trick on the board.
It was not Scott Hope, was it?
No, Scott's
I hope
sweetie.
Not.
Scott's
I think
sweetie.
It was Angelus making a comeback.
Yeah, that would
leave
be awesome.
Let's leave it at that.
I can't wait till the end of next episode.
The guy who called me a jerk rhymes with my name.
Nice.
Jim. Oh, Jim Watton.
What?
Well, if Jim says it, it's true. So you know what? Don't be a jerk.
So I'm trying. That's my motto in life. Is I don't every be a jerk. Time I speak, I think, don't be a jerk. Don't be a jerk. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it doesn't work.
But it rhymes.
Says Canadian/French stuff.